So here's the issue with prairie dogs, and folks who advocate protection of prairie dogs certainly have justification for trying to protect the critters. By the same token, Rocky Flats itself is the worst possible place to put burrowing animals. You see, when Rocky Flats was initially determined to be safe, the agencies that made that determination overlooked three very critical factors. The first factor was the impact of erosion on contamination that's buried deeply, and we've seen from the floods in 2013 and an even worse flood for Rocky Flats that happened a couple years later that erosion is something that happens out at Rocky Flats. The second major problem with the determination that Rocky Flats was safe was that the agency did not consider any of the samples that were taken to detect plutonium 8 feet and below the surface of Rocky Flats. Yet that's precisely where most of the contaminated building materials are located. In fact, there were buildings located at Rocky Flats that were so contaminated, they were called infinity rooms. And these infinity rooms got their name because the Geiger counter levels went off the charts. And for all they knew, the radiation went to infinity. And the remediation method of choice for these infinity rooms was to paint them purple. Purple meant lead paint. But paint disintegrates after a certain number of years, and these rooms and other building materials were covered only with dirt all the way to the surface. So a burrowing animal, specifically a prairie dog, could get down into these very contaminated places and bring contaminated soils to the surface. In fact, one study suggests that 10% of soils buried deeply come to the surface each year when the burrowing animals bring them up. The third problem with the determination that Rocky Flats was safe was that no independent agency took a look at whether or not the cleanup was done safely. The Government Accountability Office said that this lack of independent oversight made the entire remediation suspect. So it's this prairie dog issue, this failure to consider the impact of burrowing animals that makes Rocky Flats unique and casts a real cloud over whether or not the earlier determinations on safety were accurate or not.
It sounds like you're concerned about the prairie dogs there. It's the implications for bringing that plutonium to the surface quicker than nature would actually do it otherwise.
That's right. So when a prairie dog or another burrowing animal digs deep enough at Rocky Flats, and the studies show that they can dig as deeply as 18 feet below the surface, and those prairie dogs get into this area 8 feet and below Rocky Flats that was never... those samples were never used in the determination that Rocky Flats was safe. We're in this danger zone. We're in this danger zone where burrowing, or prairie dogs specifically, can bring contaminants to the surface. And Maeve, as we all know, this is one of the windiest places on Earth. There's the National Renewable Energy Lab's wind farm right in the area. Winds get up to 100 miles an hour. So any of the contaminants that are brought to the surface are likely to be blown around, impact visitors, and in fact impact the rest of us in this entire region with plutonium particles.